That song is entitled The Riches of Love, and it's page 23, or song 23, in our camp songbooks. Well, I have a memory that goes, more than one memory that goes along with this. I remember hearing my Uncle Walter and his wife sing this song, and it blessed me. And then he translated this song into German. He had his men over in the church in Germany singing this. But this was my main memory, that at our wedding, Susan and I had some guests that didn't know the Lord. People came from the places where we worked. And we wanted somehow to bless them. We chose to sing this song at the wedding dinner. I just remember how beautiful she looked and how just perfectly she sang, and that I kind of couldn't help but be inferior and mess it up, at least in measure. So I've been doing that now for the last 37 years. But the riches of love never change, and there is certainly no fault in the Lord Jesus. The depth of the riches of love in Christ Jesus, far better than gold or wealth untold. And those were our bosses, and I always had the impression that some of them had more than enough. But then we are the riches of love in Christ Jesus. You can't compare. So this is kind of written as a duet. So you can just pick a part, and certainly you'll do better than I did that day. Okay, let's worship Jesus.
The treasures of earth are not mine. I hold not its silver or gold, but a treasure far greater is mine. I have riches of value untold. Oh, the depth of the riches of love. The riches of love in Christ Jesus, far better than gold or wealth untold, are the riches of love in Christ Jesus.
So the top line, I need someone to be singing that. It's even worse than that day. Okay. Second verse.
The treasures of earth must all forfeit, its riches and honor decay, but the riches of love are not mine. Even death cannot take them away. Depths of the riches of love, the riches of love in Christ Jesus, far better than gold or wealth untold, are the riches of love in Christ Jesus.
That's great. Second verse again.
The treasures of earth must all fail, its riches and honor decay, but the riches of love that are mine, even death cannot take them away. Oh, the depths of the riches, the riches of love in Christ. Christ Jesus, far better than gold or wealth untold, are the riches of love in Christ Jesus. Compared with the riches of love, the wealth of the world is but dross. I will seek but Christ Jesus to win, and for him I count all things but loss. Oh, the depths of the riches, the riches of love, the riches of love in Christ Jesus, far better than gold or wealth untold, are the riches of love in Christ Jesus. Come take of the riches of Christ, exhaustless and free is the store of its wonderful fullness. Receive till your hunger and thirst nevermore. Oh, the depths of the riches, the riches. Riches of love in Christ Jesus. wonderful word. Hallelujah, 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 glory, hallelujah. Same book, we can turn to number 67. Loving kindness. Oh, how free, how great, how strong, how good. Praise the Lord.
There are those who'd like to stand with me. Feel free to do that.
Awake my soul to joyful lays and sing thy great Redeemer's praise. He justly claims a song from me, his loving kindness. Oh, loving kindness, his loving kindness, oh, how free. He saw me ruined by the fall, yet loved me not withstanding. Oh, he saved me my lost estate, his loving kindness, oh, how great. Loving kindness, his loving kindness, oh, how great. Though numerous hosts of mighty foes, though earth and hell lie bare of foes, he safely leads my soul along, his loving kindness, oh, how strong. When trouble like a gloomy cloud has gathered thick and thundered loud, he near my soul has always stood, his loving kindness, oh, how. Loving kindness, his loving kindness, oh, how good. Oh, hallelujah, glory, glory, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness and tender mercies. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah, how can we praise and thank you enough for your great goodness to us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you for your love to us, great Father. Thank you for your love to us in Jesus. Your love to us in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. We praise you. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you and worship your holy name. Hallelujah. Thine only, thine I'll be. My Lord, I worship thee with all my heart. O Son of God, I love and worship thee. Thine only, thine I'd be, my Lord. Given all my heart, the world shall never share apart. To him I've given all my heart. What a wonderful Savior. The world shall never share apart. What a wonderful Savior. What a Jesus, my Jesus, what a
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us remain standing and read the Word of God together as found in the back of the hymn book. We read from the hymn book this morning so that we can all read together. We have such a variety of versions, but here's one. We'll read number 52 in the back of the hymn book. 52, it's a portion of Psalm 103. Together reading, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a testimony. The word of the Lord. Let's be seated. I'd just like to add this about the great love that God has shown to me and to all of us in Christ, that I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
In 2 Corinthians, that's been a blessing to me, which I would like to read. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have his treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. What a wonderful, wonderful passage, that we have the life of Jesus Christ within us. It's unfathomable that the life of Jesus, the Son of God, within us. Oh, that I may have faith to grasp it, the knowledge, the wisdom that comes from God, to understand that more perfectly.
Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. Oh, what a salvation.
Thank you, Lord.